You know what? We should just stop making a show and just talk. Hi, welcome to the first episode.
I gotta clap again.
Oh.
You ready?
Okay, clap. I'm gonna add the bit before, though.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of Actor Nor Comedian. I'm Connor DeWolf. I make TikToks about ADHD.
I know. I've never heard you talk about that once.
Never said it to him. This is my friend John. You don't know him. I do. For almost 10 years I've known him.
10 years.
10 years. Way too long. I'm tired of him, to say the least.
God, and we met in theater.
Don't know why he's here.
Just the worst place to meet someone doing theater. Jeez.
Yeah, so then I just ran into him at the gym here in Chicago when I moved, and I said, hey, you're that kid I used to know, and then...
Hey, man, you wanted to come over? Maybe we should
That's the story.
Yeah.
This is Actor Nor Comedian. It is a podcast where... It doesn't have to do with much about ADHD or anything like that. I'm kind of just, I wanted to do something where I just have a couple laughs with my old friend.
Free range of discussion.
Free range. We'll probably talk about mental health at some point. Mm-hmm. But the premise of the show is I just prompt a question that John does not know. And then we talk about it for a while and we go down weird different rabbit holes and see where the conversation swerves, you know, and then we'll wrap it back up with the question, and hopefully you'll laugh, cry, and possibly just pause and turn it off. So
yeah, if you don't find it interesting, there's always cereal.
And if you don't find it interesting, don't comment it because it will severely ruin my day.
Hurt my feelings.
It will.
I know. That's why I said it.
I'm very sensitive. Okay. All
right. The question.
Okay. The question. Please. So the question and the prompt for this episode is, John, why are you scared of recognition?
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. I figured if we're going to introduce John, might as well start with some
start
deep
with
questions.
Why I'm scared of
it recognition. Seems like I'm like angry at you. I'm not.
No. No, like it is. That's good. That's because this is something that we've talked about. Because Connor came to me and he was like, we should start a podcast. You know, we've got a good repartee. And I've known him for a long time. I convinced him to move out to Chicago. So I'm like, that's a good idea. But then I had hesitancy towards...
In fact, actually, side note, this podcast is pretty much most of the reason why I moved out to Chicago. So if this doesn't do well...
Move.
Bye.
Go to Michigan, you fucking nerd. All right. So I had hesitancies to do this podcast, and it was because of recognition. You're right.
Yes.
And
yes, you did.
I think that that's partially to do with. Well, I don't know how. I guess I've grown up, and have I grown up? Probably not. I'm still mentally at like 14, probably.
I'm working my way up to 14. Yeah, so that's good.
All right, solid. Maybe we'll get there one day.
Yeah.
We'll match up. But man, I always like thought about my exposure to the world and how like what would be like the first instance, right?
Right.
So like, okay, there's local theater, like you know, people see you, but those are just people that you know. Mm-hmm. Like it's a whole other thing when you have a large audience and they're all strangers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I always had aspirations, and I still have aspirations to make short films. I want to, you know, go on auditions, all this stuff. Like I was pretty sure that the first time strangers would see me on a mass effect would be like
Great Game.
Wow. Okay. Let me just get back into this flow here. It is a great game.
It is a really good game. Sorry about that.
I always thought that people would see me, you know, in like an Arby's commercial or something. Like just
wow, really?
Patron number three or so. Yeah, I mean,
you were
like
shooting for Arby's?
Because like I always wanted to act. Like, that's what I knew. Like, when I was in seventh grade, I started doing theater, and I was like, okay, this is something I like. I enjoy doing it. Let's try to pursue this as a career. And I figured, like, the ranks, right? You got to work your way up the ranks. And so that you start by just going on audition calls for literally anything. It's absolutely anything and everything.
You felt like you had to pay your dues before you...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got recognition?
Like, it's not like, I guess, like, oh, God, this is horrible to compare my situation to. But, like, not everybody's Logan Paul, where, like, you go and you start a Vine that gets popular, then you go onto YouTube, and then he gets a movie deal. Right?
The fate of my career.
What was the fate of what?
I said the fate of my
career. The fate of your career?
Yeah, I'm kind of just right down that slippery slope, aren't I?
Oh my God, that is just a slide coated in Vaseline. So I was like, that's, you know, not saying that I aspired to be like Jake Paul, but I just figured, like, okay, that's a young person who didn't work his way up the ranks, right, in a traditional manner.
So do you get okay? So you still have like the old view of like what it is to make an impact?
Not really even make an impact, just like just recognition.
Have right? Influence like, that's the over
like, recognition. Like I figured social media like changed the game. It changed the game in terms of the movie industry, the entertainment industry, yeah. Period. And that was something, like, growing up with, I couldn't, like, grapple. I couldn't, like, wrap my brain around it.
Mm-hmm.
I read Jenna Fischer's book, the Actor's Survival Guide.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, from the standpoint of someone who was working their way up the industry in the 90s, in the mm-hmm. early 2000s, which is totally different than nowadays, right?
Yeah.
You know, she talks about, working at writing firms, like just trying to like meet any celebrity at any cost, just to like get her face in their mind, just going on audition calls, doing headshots, all this stuff. And so I was like, okay, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
And so then you come to me, you're like, first off, this guy starts just blowing up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Just in March, right? March of, or was it May?
Yeah.
March. Just boom. Just uptakes. And he's like, oh, look, I have 100,000 followers on TikTok. Oh, look, 200,000. Oh, look, 1 million. Yeah. Oh, look, 2 million. Right? And it's like, holy, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, this is suddenly a very wide audience that you are reaching.
Right.
And it's really, you haven't worked the ranks. You haven't done any of that. Right?
Right.
You just went from dude doing college level theater to TikTok notable person, right?
Yeah, and actually I would like to bring up that we had one take before this where I asked him a different question. I asked him, what was your biggest regret in life? And he said going to college. And I dropped out of college recently because TikTok is doing so well.
Mm-hmm. And I'm currently in college studying screenwriting and comedy.
And I was in college studying acting. But now, see, there's no...
Do you get it now? Do you get it now?
So...
We're neither of those things.
That's the title.
Right? And so, and you... I don't know. It was so sudden. And it was like, man, like, I couldn't even put myself in your shoes, you know? Like, I related with you to you on like all aspects of life because we grew up together, we had the same interests,
the same plays,
yeah, everything. We have a birthday 7 days apart, like it's
combined birthday parties. We used to have combined
birthday. Oh wait, no, it's only 3 days apart, right?
Yeah, yours is the 10th, right?
Yeah.
Huh, better best friend right here.
But it's just like suddenly I couldn't relate to like basically the biggest thing that's happened in your life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I still
can't even comprehend it.
I had a hard time just even wrapping my brain around that concept, like you know, just walking through the streets, like having the potential of someone noted, like recognizing you. Like, I think you're in a different situation because of COVID. Like, you have a mask on all the time. So like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
People like can't see your face
emotionally and physically.
Shut up. But it's like these, I feel like you would, if the pandemic wasn't going on, you'd be getting recognized to an extent more, right?
Yeah, and I think that there's,
and that's weird to me, to like, if I was out with you and someone came up and was like, oh, you're the guy from TikTok who talks about ADHD, like,
yeah,
I mean, it would be cool, but it's like, it's it still makes me uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah, and I think I because I had that same mindset where you had to like pay your dues, and my brain was always like, okay, I gotta finish college, get my degree in acting, and then, you know, go on auditions every day in like LA or something.
This podcast is even boring to you. You just yawned.
I yawn all the time, regardless.
Just so you know, it's like 10:30 Chicago time, and we just, you know,
I get sleepy.
We just got all sweaty. Just
no, you should see my live streams. All life. I do is yawn. Like, if any of you have seen my podcast, my live streams, I just yawn the entire time. I yawn when I talk. Talking is exhausting.
My jaw just whoa.
It's because when I'm trying to think, I get exhausted.
what so, am yeah, I gonna no, say I, next? I had the, oh, I'm tired.
Hold on, let me think. So yeah, I had the same viewpoint when I was still in college, and I wasn't expecting this whole TikTok thing to blow up, and I there's this certain part of me where, you know, like there's this number on the internet and it says I have like 4 million followers. And there's like agencies and like brand deals and everything that I thought that would take me 6 or more years to get that is like happening right now. So there's like a part of me that doesn't, it's straight up imposter syndrome where I just don't believe I deserve it, or, and I believe that it's like, I truly believe it's not real. Like I don't, it doesn't seem real to me. And I think that's the biggest change with social media, and especially like companies going towards influencers for marketing now rather than making commercials. Mm-hmm. It's like, whoa, you don't have to get a degree anymore. You can just like make videos on the internet.
But this is specifically talking about like entertainment, right? Yeah. Like a degree in entertainment. I'm still like studying.
Yeah, you know, you can't just like, you know, just go on the internet, say you're a doctor, and then, you know,
yeah, no,
just like perform heart surgery. That's
don't do that. Don't do that.
Believe me, I haven't been there, but I can imagine it's terrible.
I tried it once. I said I was a dentist. This guy just totally eviscerated his jaw. But that's what it's like. Like, I'm still studying screenwriting, and I think that's like a valuable thing that I'm learning.
He calls it screenwriting, but he's too self-conscious. It's comedy. He's studying comedy. Literally, it's called.
No, comedy. I'm studying comedy, but I also have a minor in screenwriting. It's just, oh God, saying that you study comedy is like drown me. But
no, you gotta own it, man. You gotta
I gotta
it's
own
like
it.
Like me saying I'm a TikToker.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because right, still in the world, if you say you're a TikToker, it's like, oh,
there's a certain stigma. Like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Weird.
But so, I mean, and that's...
Do you dance? No, I don't dance.
Like, that's the other thing is, like, suddenly with recognition comes labels, right? So yeah. It's like, I wanted, when I was, like, you know, introduced to the world, I wanted to be labeled as an actor, right? Or, like, as a short film director, right? Something mm-hmm. along those lines, not a podcaster, right? It's, and yeah, that's not me, like, dogging on any, like, podcasters. It's just not the avenue that I wanted to go down. But what I'm slowly realizing is, like, all of these are steps, right? They're new avenues to get to the same end point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is hopefully one day, you know, I can write films. I don't know. But, and so...
That's my end goal too. So like,
yeah, I was unprepared for that, you know.
Yeah, and I think because again, like I had the same mindset, and when I first started TikTok, there was a lot of people around me in my life saying, is that what you want to be known for? Is that what you want to be labeled as? And there was that part of me like, oh, should I just like stop TikTok, go back to school, get an acting degree and just, you know,
start working the ranks.
Right. But then
you figured out, hey, wait, hold on. I got to make a living off of this.
That, and it's like, no. Well, like, there's no perfect time for any career, like, it doesn't matter what you're doing in life. Like, if there is the tiniest of opportunity that you believe could work out, mm-hmm. like, go 100%. And many people, and I almost did it where I just, like, I almost believed, including you said it too.
Including you. No, I said it. I was like, TikToker, dude. Like, what? Like,
yeah.
Really?
Which is understandable. I understand. And
because we had these aspirations together. I was like, all right, man. Like, we're gonna both get these degrees, accumulate a whole bunch in student debt.
Yeah.
We're just gonna go out to LA and just be dirt poor and
busting tables.
Bus tables and try to work your way up the ranks through auditions. And I think that's still important. It's still an important thing to do. Like, and I think that invalidates like Logan Paul as an actor, right? Like mm-hmm. it was kind of like unearned, and then he suddenly got this deal to make a movie.
I don't think it was unearned
movie, really,
because like, you know, I still worked up the ranks. Like, now mind you, it was way faster than anybody else. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're gonna take the traditional route, but like, you know, I still. First of all, when I first blew up on TikTok, I was working on Amazon. Word to the wise,
Logan boxes.
Yeah, Logan Paul boxes. Hey, but no, like,
are you about to advise the world not to work for Jeffrey Bezos?
Yeah, don't. It's really terrible. It's not fun. But yeah,
totally lost where you were going with that.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought.
Well, we're talking about Logan Paul, and was that movie deal valid? Like, was that earned?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Because and look, it's not because of him. Well, okay. I will say that there is.
And look, keep this in mind. It's a starring role. Like, he's the main guy, and it's all like
issue. Here's the issue on both ends with taking the traditional route or not. Uh-huh. It's all about the price tag in the industry that we're going into.
It's all about the price tag.
So
it's all about the money.
There's nothing to do. Are you stealing my water?
Water. Yeah. I mean, you're not drinking it, and I'm over here, you know, dying. Sorry. Continue your thought. I think you were just about to get in something good.
You just disrupted.
Traditional routes.
Yes.
Traditional avenues.
So there's an issue. Is everyone has a price tag. So regardless if you're just going to be bussing tables and going on, like doing auditions, because as soon as you make it, then there's a price tag on you. So if you're going into social media, you're just building up that price tag. So like, regardless of which avenue we took, the industry that we're going into is very, very broken.
Yeah. So you're saying like, just like, basically you can reduce the entertainment industry. Like if you're using your face and your personality, your voice as the thing that, you know, people as like your way of income, right?
Yeah.
Like suddenly that price tag, like that's all there really is, you know?
Right. And also like
Matthew McConaughey, like they look at how, you know, different countries are receptive of these actors,
right,
before they cast them. Because like if Matt Damon or, you know, Denzel Washington, like, have different draws in China, which is
a huge population
of people who are watching this movie. They're going to invest in they're going to cast whoever actor has the most draw.
And also, like, the thing is you, you can't wait for perfection because it's never going to come. So small opportunities might turn into something that becomes a passion. So like something like with TikTok, I still do want to be an actor, but I want to, like, I've realized since doing TikTok and being able to spread as much awareness as I have, like, I truly do want to do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you that was something unexpected about this whole thing,
yeah,
is that you became kind of like a mental health advocate and you enjoy doing that.
Yeah, like, when I blew up, I truly had no idea anybody else did it. Like, I literally felt, like, alone. And so, like, when I made the video, I was not expecting other people to relate to it. And so, like, I'm in the same boat as the people in my comments and people that follow me, because, like,
you're like here's the thing that hopefully everybody else finds relatable, in the fact that they find it relatable is like
is doing
the same thing for you,
exactly,
as it is for them. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah And so it's like it's definitely a thing that's going to be imprinted on my personal brand.
that's what you want to go with?
My personal.
Well, that's at the end of the day, man. It's that's.
Hey, how do you build it down to
labels and price tags?
I'm really trying to build my personal brand. You know, you want to know how to build a personal brand? Stop telling me you're trying to build a personal brand.
Shut up. Just shut up. I'll like you more if you just shut up. I'll watch all your stuff. I'll listen to all your podcasts if you just shut up.
You know what? That's a great. We're gonna end the.
Yeah, that's it. All right. See you guys.
But yeah, man, I think I do truly want to do this for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, that's a great thing. And when, you know, you said that to me, you know, like, hey, like, this is like what I want to pursue. I was kind of like, oh, but. What about the dream? What about the movies?
Like,
but I realize, like, this is a much more noble passion, and still, like, you can still act and write and, you know, direct, do whatever you want to do, and have mental health like inform that work. You know?
Oh yeah, yeah. And I want to make a lot of I really do want to make like a TV show about like mental health and stuff. I really do.
Such a broad. That just,
hello and welcome. Just, yeah.
Just a, hey guys, this is a TV show about mental health. That's it.
Cool. What else?
Broadest thing you can say.
Well, like also like ADHD and neurodivergency.
Being scared of recognition kind of thing.
Yes. Right?
Like I also just like didn't. Like I'm just a 21-year-old college kid, like living in Chicago, and I didn't know like how I would feel with suddenly like it's a small spotlight, but like suddenly, oh, people are watching you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if I tag my Instagram in something related to this podcast or related to you, right?
Yeah.
Like it, so like people will follow it, look at it, whatever, and that was a weird thing for me too, because it's like the only people I have on social media are just our friends, that
yeah,
people I know from childhood. And then suddenly, boom, my spot's being blown up. And I have like, it just, it's a little unnerving to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just that sudden, like, oh.
Yeah, what was
just eyes on you.
The trippiest thing for me.
Just a couple eyes, but there's eyes on you and they're strangers.
Yeah.
And they got opinions.
The trippiest thing was when I made a second account after my, after my first account, and I
heartburn.
I burped.
Yeah.
I made a second account, and I just made a random video, just like me goofing off. I think I just made like a joke or something, and I gained like a bunch of followers, and there was a bunch of likes on that video, and I was like, whoa. My face is recognizable.
Yeah. And that's a weird thing too.
That was weird.
That's a weird thing, man.
Like people just
like that's like the like like Michael Jordan effect, not to compare you to Michael Jordan. Like,
what can I say?
But like just people in just random countries all around the world who may have like only ever seen like a couple of basketball games in their life, they knew Michael Jordan's face. They're like, yeah. Oh, Michael Jordan. Like, and that's pretty crazy. Like mm-hmm. just your face, people know that name. They know who you are. They know who you've what you've created. And
yeah, because like I went, what, 6 months posting on TikTok every day before the ADHD superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
And like I would always show you, and I'd be like, John, I got.
I'd come home on break. I'd come home on break, and this guy would be like, look at this. This is 100 likes. Isn't that crazy? And I'd be like, yeah, okay, cool, man. nice drawing video. And then
hey,
suddenly,
I really like those.
Then suddenly, boom. Hey man, I got 20K followers. Wow. Hey man, I got 40K followers. And this was like within the span of a couple days, right? Yeah. And I was like, whoa. And so that's the other thing is like. I'm not out there posting content on social media. Like this is my only, you know, really thing that I'm putting out there. Mm-hmm. It's with you.
And look, I don't think
that like I'm kind of scared of that like that exponential graph, you know? Right. Like that.
So do you think so
boom and
with social
boom.
Media, do you think that paying the dues now in this day and age would be like that 6 months or like some like a year just like posting every day, would you consider that being paying the dues? It's just posting every day, not auditioning.
Yeah, I guess, but like 6 months, I think that one thing that was good about the industry and the process before social media is that like it weeded out like all the garbage, right? Like it was like it weeded out like
welcome
all the, like,
to the internet.
Yeah. And so it kind of just like it weeded that out, because like today I think that there's just a lot of crappy content just being, you know, thrown up on you know, man, okay. I don't really want to say the streaming platforms.
You should name names.
No, but it's like it was a way of like weeding out the good from the bad. I mean, granted, bad people, like, you know, bad actors, bad directors still made it, right? Here's one thing I will say. Never mind. I was just going to go in on this director.
Oh.
And I don't want to. It was just the way they handled a movie, a franchise that I really liked. You guys could probably put it together just from what I'm saying. Because I was a very big fan of the original, and especially the music in the original, and it wasn't in the reboot. It wasn't even a reboot. It was a, you know, whatever. Remake. And that made me really angry. And I think they rely on moments, right? Rather than see, man, okay, I'm just, you know.
Spy Kids. Yes. Is that what you're talking about?
No. But that's a good example of garbage. That's a good example of garbage that didn't get weeded out. But
you want to switch questions? Have you ever realized that that Shark Boy and Lava Girl is just the Wizard of Oz? Think about it and let your mind be blown.
You suck.
Think about it.
God, you suck.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. You suck, though.
It's just the Wizard of Oz.
You suck, though. It actually is. Are you serious? What tweet did you see that said this?
No, I think it was after I inhaled something, and I was just thinking. to myself, and I thought of that, and then I looked it up, and I was right. I was like, dude, Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Just structurally, it's the exact same thing.
Down to the tornado.
Yeah.
Down to the tornado.
Down to the tornado. Wow.
Yeah.
And down to, it's all at the, man, I haven't seen the end of Spy Kids in a very long time. But I mean, Shark Boy and Lava Girl. But that's.
It's the same ending.
It's right. He wakes up from a dream and it's like, hey, man, what's been going on? You got knocked out. Like,
yes.
Is that how it ends?
I think so.
Okay, then that's just point for point taken.
It's
from Wizard of Oz.
Anywho,
I think the Wiz is better.
Well, yeah. We're from Kansas.
Yeah.
So we have to like it.
Dorothy.
Dorothy. We're and not, your little dog, too.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
So, yeah, I think that...
I feel like the, like it's...
Oh, by the way, we're talking about what we were talking about before.
I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing as, like, stage fright, right? Like, it's just eyes on you, where you're like, yeah. Cool. And so social media is, like, this new thing where it's not like a split-second thing, right? Like, at least if I could relate it to my, like, theater experience, you go on stage, you do a performance, all eyes are on you for, like, 2 hours, then, boom, you're done. Cut, you can go home, you can do whatever, and eyes aren't on
so
you.
So boring, right? I'm yawning.
This podcast sucks. Please switch to cereal. But social media is this new thing now where, like, it's like eyes on you all the time. Like you can't really escape it, right? That's the other thing. It puts you in a box, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you can't go home and de-stress and do whatever. If you want to do that, you got to throw your phone into the river. Like you can't.
That's very
true. And even then, like it's still out there in the cloud and people are watching stuff and interacting with it. And so it's just kind of weird. And also suddenly now it's like It's a choice you make, right? It's a choice you make to put yourself out there on social media.
Yeah, that is true.
Because you don't have to do it. You don't have to have the eyes on you. But I feel like with the way the industry is going now, yes, you do.
Yeah, you really do.
Because it's just more avenues that you can take. And also these avenues.
Like I'm pretty sure you can generate. Like, you know how like the login thing where it'll say log in with Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can do that with your bank now. So, like, if you're not on...
What does it ask for? Your social security number?
Social security number, safe. And would you like to log in with Facebook? And you're like, what?
Excuse me?
So it's like...
It's inescapable.
It's inescapable.
Yeah. And
like, everyone has smartphones now.
Yeah, but I feel like through these different avenues, there's now a way to generate... a living as you're coming up in the industry, so you don't have to be like, you know, like how many actors have like lived out of a van at one point in their life? Like I'm sure many, you know. And so it's like, hey, how do I like figure out a way to have social media like help me not only in like recognition but also help me in like supporting myself, you know? Like you were before TikTok, you were going into debt. You had no money to your name.
What are you talking about?
You had thousands of dollars in debt, right? But now slowly, like you can, you know, pay for your rent like this. And granted, you know, this is just a small studio apartment.
Dude, you know what's crazy? Logan Paul hasn't posted in 4 months.
Okay, well, I don't really keep up to date with Logan Paul, so that's not that crazy to me.
Oh, he probably
posted
because we were nowhere, talking about Logan
like,
Paul,
no,
right?
No Instagram, no social media, like nothing.
How much did he get paid for?
God, I'm pretty sure that guy
versus Mayweather
doesn't want his face in. Wait, he fought Mayweather. Was this a big thing?
Whoa,
was this another fight that I
okay, so. Mayweather made $35 million and Logan Paul made $5 million.
Wow.
From that fight.
No, he's just dipping. He's like.
So they're both just vacation right now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Sense. Because, like, okay, but here's the thing is like. He started as a YouTuber and now he's just like a household name. And so I think paying your dues when it comes to social media is like. If you want to make it as someone. On social media, like if that's your goal, if your goal is fame, which it shouldn't be.
Yeah, it's gross.
But like paying your dues now in social media is truly just like, you know that you've paid your dues when you can not post for 4 months and still be relevant.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's just like a household name. Like,
I mean, he's had.
I feel like TikTokers, like me, if I,
dude, he's had so much controversy around him. It's kind of impossible to forget Logan Paul exists.
You know? Yeah, and like, I think that's the goal for most people going into social media.
People who want to be just influencers who are like, I want to just make money by posting Instagram posts and getting sponsors.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm fine with my life just being that and, you know, just making a living that way.
Because, like, that's the separation, at least, like, I view. Because, like, I like...
First of all, you want to keep yourself distance between that label.
Yeah, because first of all, I like my goal.
The people who go up to restaurants is like, hey, I'm an influencer. Can right. I get this gelato for free?
Yeah, like I don't like when people recognize me, but I think that's like truly paying your like just the on TikTok especially. There's this whole ideology that you have to keep posting. Or else you'll become irrelevant.
Mm.
And I had that mindset for a long time. And then I realized... I realized you just gotta make a good video.
Yeah, because that's the other thing. Like, you can... Like, okay, yes. Your viewership might fall off if you don't post for a long time.
Yeah.
But if you're posting all the time and suddenly it's, like, uninspired... And just like,
right.
just way, like you're just way overworked.
Quality like, over quantity.
Yeah, like that will also make you fall off.
And it's also, I think there's the point to, like Charli D'Amelio, now they have like a TV show. And like there's just a camera crew that just does all the recording for them. And then they just repurpose that. It's like the Kardashian effect. Like with Logan Paul, his latest posts were just a film crew recording him training for the boxing match. And they each had like 10 million views each video. Jeez. Like he used to make. It's crazy how like Roman Atwood and
oh god that name
like Logan Paul, they started out by doing like, well, Logan did vines and like comedy sketches.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Atwood started with YouTube pranks, and then they moved from vlogging to now just like nothing.
Yeah, nothing but what they want to do.
Nothing like, but what they want. But what they want to do. I kind of want
to box Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah,
let me taunt him on social media until he does it. You know.
Yeah, but actually, I won't use Roman Atwood as an example because, actually, that was a really messed up situation. There was.
Oh yeah, you were telling.
There was
me
like
that a week ago.
There was people like stalking. I don't quote me. I don't know the story fully, but. Yeah, that was messed up.
Don't stalk people.
Yeah, you know, hey, just don't stalk people. So my address is...
That's actually a bit we've been doing.
Yeah.
Is if we have a take of the podcast that we don't like. I mean, and it's really just been like the intros, like, hey, hello, hi.
Yeah.
If we don't like it, I just say Connor's address.
Yeah, okay. That is one thing when it comes to social media and fame is the
it's scary
just fame in general like especially this fast like my brain cannot process and like now I'm slowly realizing like hey when someone like comments in my live stream my building the name of my building like, somehow hey, that, like
that, yeah hey. Didn't they say like hey that I recognize the layout of that building is it
and they were blank? Spot on yeah and I was like
it's how time to end this stream.
Yeah, no, I was like, okay, bye.
Man, all right. Well, let's wrap up at the close to the 40-minute mark.
So
I would say that at the end of the day,
are you ready to take every small opportunity you get?
Yes, because that's life? Really what it is. At the end of it's just taking every opportunity, and really the fear itself is dumb. For a guy who wanted to act his whole life, right? Like how could I be scared of, but yet I am. And I think that really it's just because this whole social media aspect is now thrown in on top of that. And like, I didn't have great experience growing up with social media, mm-hmm. but that's a topic for another podcast.
Yeah. This has been a great episode. We'll see you on the next one. Talk to you later. Peace. Bye.